March 17th, 2015, the Feast of St. Patrick. Our Lady comes as Mary, refuge of holy love. She says, "Praise be to Jesus." Today, let us consider the life of St. Patrick. As a youth, he was held captive many years in Ireland by pagans. After his escape and much prayer, he returned in a heroic effort to convert pagan Ireland. We need many St. Patricks today who would be willing to try to convert this pagan heart of the world. The heart of the world is held captive by pagan morals, induced by a pagan free will. Many would agree with me on that, but more do not. Sin and error are no longer recognized as such, so there appears to be no need for conversion of heart. Nothing could be farther from the truth. St. Patrick had to teach the truth to the pagans. You, dear children, must teach by your example of holy love and holy humility. So often, it is not what you say, but your whole attitude of holy love which wins souls over and opens hearts to the truth. St. Patrick willingly returned to a hostile environment, for he knew souls were at stake. You find yourselves in a world hostile to the truth. You must be heroic in facing criticism, rash judgment, and calumnies. Jesus faced the same obstacles. It is popular to go along with untruth. You must oppose this, as St. Patrick did. Pierce the darkness with the light of truth. A note is given to read Colossians chapter 4, 5 through 6. The synopsis: with wisdom, look for favorable opportunities to share the truths of the faith with outsiders, unbelievers, being always seasoned with living in righteousness. Conduct yourselves wisely towards outsiders, making the most of the time. Let your speech always be gracious, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how you ought to answer everyone. Scripture verses asked to be read by Mary, refuge of holy love.